So tonight's shir is on this week's parsha, Parshas Lech Lecha, and the title of the shir tonight is Avraham's Defeat of the Kings. So tonight we're going to look through the part of the parsha which describes the success of Avraham against the four kings, the four malachim, powerful malachim. And we're going to look at the story on two different levels, on the pshat level and the drash level, as brought down by the Rishonim, by Rashi. And we'll try to give some deeper insight, hopefully, into the purpose of the story of Avraham's defeat of the powerful kings in this week's parsha. So look in source number one. It starts with Bereishis Perek Yudalet. We'll read through a couple of psukim and summarize. And then if you have any questions, you know, of course, you know, always stop me. So it's Perek Yudalet, Pasuk Yudalet. It starts with Vayichu es kol rechush edom v'amarah v'es kol achlam v'yilechu. So in the story of the four kings versus the five kings, the four kings were more powerful, and they won the war against the five other kings that's brought down, which we'll see later on. But at this point, the kings, they end up taking all of the wealth and all of the food of Sodom. And Vayichu es Lot ves Rechusho ben Achi Avram Vayilechu v'hu yoshev b'Sodom. They also kidnapped Lot. The four powerful kings kidnapped Lot, and he was living in Sodom at that time. So since they looted Sodom, they also took Lot with them. And in Yud Gimel it says, "Vayavoa palit vayaged la'avram ha'ivri v'hu shochein belonim amrei ha'mari achi ashkol v'achi aner v'heim ba'alei v'ris Avram." So this person who escaped the war, this fugitive, he went to Avram and he told Avram about how Lot had been kidnapped, and Avram was living in this place, Elonim Amrei at the time, and they were all friends of Avram. We're in Pasuk Yudalet, source number one. Vayishma Avram kinishba achiv, vayark es chanichav yilidei beiso, shmona asar shlosh meos, v'yardof adan. So Avram hears about Lot being kidnapped, and he ends up gives them weapons, his students and his followers, the ones that came from his house as well, shmona asar shlosh meos, 318 individuals, and they ran after them until dawn. So they even fought them at night, and they fought them and they chased them till Chova, which was north of Damasek. So in the end, Avram and his 318 soldiers won this war, and they end up returning everything to Sodom, and they also get back Lot, and that's where we're going to stop for the story. So in this source number one, it just summarizes the events of the story, and it basically describes how Avram found out that his nephew Lot had been kidnapped, and he goes to battle with 318 soldiers against these powerful kings, and he ends up being successful, and the story teaches us that. But as we'll see from the Rishonim, there's a lot of layers to this story, and there's a pshat layer and a drash layer. So we're going to try to understand, I guess the basic question is, what's the... If you could put your mute button on, it would be great, because it's a little staticky in the background. But the main idea or the main question is, what's the purpose of this story from a pshat level? And we'll see as we go through Rashi and the Rishonim, there's a lot of Midrashim here as well. So what are the Midrashim pointing to? I think there's one theme that the pshat is pointing to, and there's one theme that the Midrashim are pointing to. And you'll see how it all comes together, hopefully, by the end of this year. So if you look in source number two in Rashi, so he says, Vayavoa palit. So this is going on Pasuk Yud Gimel. And how did Avram hear about Lot being kidnapped and this whole debacle? So this palit, this escapee, a fugitive from the war, an escapee, came to Avram. So it says, Lefip Shuto Ze'og, Shepalit Min HaMilchama. So the pshat is that the person who told Avram was Og, who had escaped from this war. V'hu Shekasuv Kirak Og Nishar Miyesa HaRefaim, V'zehu Nishar Shelohargu Amrafel V'chaveirav Kishiko Es HaRefaim Ba'ashtros Karnayim. So the first answer is the pshat answer, that it was really Og, and it's referring to Og Melech HaBashan. Later on in Devarim, Moshe takes on Og and his people, and he destroys Og and his people. But the pshat is that the palit was really Og, the Og that we see later on in the Torah in Devarim, and that's the pshat. But then it says, Tanchuma, Umidrash, Bereishis Rabbah, Ze Og Shepalit Midor HaMabel. So the Medrash is that, no, it was a different Og. It wasn't the Og, the giant that Moshe encounters later on in Devarim, but it was the Og of the Mabel. And this is a famous Medrash. We'll try to understand what it means, this Medrash. But it says, and my son asked me about this Medrash last week. You know, what does it mean that Og escaped the Mabel? And it says, V'zeu mi yesar refaim shenemar ha-nefilim ha-yubarets. So Og was one of the survivors of the Rephaim, and that's a reference to the Nephilim, which were the giants that lived in the time of the Mabul. And there's a famous medrash that Og survived the Mabul. He hitched himself to the Teva. Ayuva Aretz Umiskavin Shi Harig Avram Yisasar. So the reason why Og went to Avram to tell him that Lot had been captured was really insidious, and he really wanted Avram to go to war and lose so that ultimately Og would be able to marry his wife Sarah, because Sarah was very beautiful. So there's two layers. The first layer is that the pullet was Og, and Og was, as the Pesukim say in Devarim, he was saved from the Rephaim, and this is the Og Melech HaBashan. But the Drasha is saying that it's Og, the Og of the Mabul, that saved himself by hitching himself to the Teva. So we see, this is just one example, but you'll see as we go through Rashi's that there's plenty of examples where there's Pshat and Drash. But the Pshat here is that it was Og Melech HaBashan, and the Drash is that it was the Og of the Mabul. So of course, the question is, you know, why is it necessary to tell us that the person who informed Avram that Lot had been kidnapped was the Og of the Mabul, and the intent was to steal his wife? What's the value of that Medrash in this situation? What's it trying to point to in terms of the hidden idea of the story? Of the story of Avram's defeat of the kings. So that's the first question. But all the questions that we're going to come across are going to be similar, that we're going to see Pshat and Drash. So the Pshat will explain in itself, and then also the Drash, there's some interesting Midrashim. So that's the first interesting Medrash, that it wasn't really the Og of Og Melech HaBashan, but it was the Og of the Mabul. So if you go in Rashi, look in source number 2, just for Pshat, it says, Ivri Shabam Ivar Hanar. So why does it call him Avram? Ivri came from the other side of the river. Bale bris Avram shekarsu imo bris. So at the time, Avram was living amongst the individuals that he made a bris with. He made a covenant to provide a mutual protection, mutual defense. Okay, fine. So first question is the Og question. And if you look in source number 3, the Bartanura explains how Rashi and how the Medrash falls into this Vayavoa Palit, because there's nothing in the Pasuk that would indicate that it's Og from the Mabul. So how do we know that it's Og from the Mabul? So he says, "Vayavoa palit medrash that Og Melech HaBashan shepalit midor Mabul." So he wants to say it's Og Melech HaBashan who had survived. Same thing. He had survived the Dor HaMabul. It wasn't a separate Og, but it was the Og of the Dor HaMabul. Umiskavin hayashi yaharig Avram biyikach Sarah. So his kavana was that Avram would be killed in this war, and then he would get to marry Sarah. That was his intent. Kasha. So he says, "Kasha minale lemedrash shelakach niskavin." How do we know what the Og of the Mabul, who is Og Melech HaBashan in the Medrash, how do we know what he was intending to do? So what's the idea? Where do we learn it from? Yesh lomar denafkalei medichsiv ha'ivri. The reason is because the Pasuk says Avram ha'ivri. Shelo hayatzarech lichtov ha'ivri. El lamdinu she'amar Og belibo zeh ivri v'garba aretz ve'ein lo krovim v'yaharik b'melchama v'esa asara. So the proof, or the idea in the Pasuk that indicates that this was the intent of Og, is really the idea that that it says Ivri, and Ivri implies that Avram came from a faraway land, and therefore he would have no relatives, and he would die, and nobody would be there to either marry Sarah or to protect Sarah, and Og would be able to marry Sarah. So that's his Raya. But it doesn't really answer the question, which is what's the purpose of the idea of this Medrash, to teach us that Og, the Og Melech HaBashan, which is also the Og from the Dor HaMabul, was the one who told Avram, and his intent is, why is that necessary? So we'll explain that. So that's question number 1. Now, there's another medrash that we come across later on in Devarim, which also adds to the questions, to the pile of questions. So look in source number 4. If anybody wants me to repeat myself or just go over it, I'll, you know, just stop me at any point. But if you look in source number 4, it says, by the story of Moshe taking on Og, it says, Vanefen Vanal derech HaBashan, vayitzei Og Melech HaBashan likrasenu hu v'chla mola milchama edrei. So in the story of Og, Moshe and the Jews wanted to pass through the land of Og in order to get into Eretz Yisrael, and Og refused. And as a result of that, the Jews were instructed to destroy Og Melech HaBashan. And in Pasuk Bez, it says, vayomar Hashem Eli al tira oso ki v'yadacha nasati ito v'eis kol amo v'esar tso v'asisa lo kasher asisa l'sichon melech ha'amoria sheyoshev b'cheshbon. And Hashem says to Moshe, don't be afraid of Og, because I'm going to do to Og the same thing that I did to Sichon, which is total destruction. Vayitin Hashem Elokeinu b'yadenu gamis Og Melech HaBashan v'eskol amo v'anakehu ad bilti hishor lo sored. And of course, the story is that Moshe and the Jewish people were successful with Hashgacha, and they destroyed Og completely. So there's a famous Medrash here, which ties back into our questions. So if you look in source number 5, Rashi says, Al tira oso. By Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem has to tell Moshe, don't be afraid of Og. So Rashi says, V'sichon, lo hutzrach lomar al tira oso. But by Sichon, Hashem didn't have to say to Moshe, don't be afraid. Ela misyare haya Moshe. Moshe was afraid. Shlo tamo lo zechush. Shashimesh la'avram. Shenamar vayevo apolit v'hu Og. So Moshe was afraid because he thought that Og had some type of merit, because he was the pullet in the pasuk that in our parsha, he was the one who escaped, and he was the one who helped Avram. So Moshe was afraid that Og would somehow be saved and the Jewish people wouldn't be successful because he would have this merit. So what kind of merit is it that Og would have? And if it's the Og Melech HaBashan, that's also the Og of the Mabul, it seems like the plan of Og was to marry off Sarah and to kill Avram. So why exactly was Moshe afraid that Og would have a schus? And even if it's not the Og of the Mabul, but it's Og Melech HaBashan, what exactly was Moshe's fear here that Og would be protected because of the fact that he told Avram? I mean, what was the idea? What's the idea of the fear of Moshe? So it's another question as relates to the it's another medrash that relates to the question of Og, the role of Og in the beginning of this war between Avram and the four kings. So what was his role, and why exactly would Moshe think that Og would demand or would get some protection from Hashem because of his role in this war? So it's really just a tack on to the first question. So what's the role of Og, and how do these midrashim tie into the purpose of this war? Okay. All right, so the next part is that we're going to analyze in the Pesukim, and then, like I said, at the end of the shir, we're going to put everything together, hopefully, and we'll have one answer for the Pshat and one answer for the Drasha. So the next idea is Vayarek es Chanicha. We'll go through the Rashis, and again, you'll see through the Rashis that there's Pshat and Drash. So if you look in Pasuk Yedaled, again, it says, Vayishma Avram kinishba achiv, Vayarek es Chanicha, vilidei beisosh shmona sar v'shlosh meos v'eridofa dan. So it says that Avram found out that Lot was taken captive, and it says that he supplied his soldiers with weapons, and there were 318 of them, and they fought them. So if you look at Rashi, source number 6, it says, Vayarek kitargumo vizarez. So the tirgum, unkelus, of Vayarek means vizarez, it means to gird. V'chein varikos yachareichem charev azdayin b'charbi aleichem. So it means to put your weapons on. V'chein arich charbi v'chein v'harich hanis v'sagur. So these are all rayas, all proofs from these psukim, that the idea of varikosi and vayarek means to gird, to place weapons, to get yourself ready with weapons. And it says chanichov. So this is interesting. Look in Rashi. It says chanacho ksiv. It says it's not written as it should be pronounced. Chanichov is chanacho. V'ze Eliezer. So the fact that the Torah writes it differently is indicative of another medrash, that really, when it says that Avram fought the four kings with 318 soldiers, it really means just Eliezer. Shechancho lemitzvos, v'hu lashon haschalas knisas ha'adam. He dedicated, or he started, initiated Eliezer and mitzvos. That's why it says chanacho. It's a reference to Eliezer, which is the beginning of starting man off in a certain path. O kli la'omna shu asid lamod ba. Same thing, we use the term of chanacho or chanukah in order to mean dedicate, to dedicate a kli for a certain purpose. V'chein chanoch lenar, chanukas ha-mizbech, chanukas ha-bayis. Okay, so it says, v'laz korn lo etzdar l'chanoch. So again, we see that on the one hand, the pshat is that Avram took 318 individuals with him, but in the drush, it's really just a reference to Eliezer, that Eliezer was the one who fought with Avram alone, and they were successful. And if you look in Shmona Asar Shel Shmeos, Rabbi Sinai Omru, Eliezer Levado Hayav, Vehu Minin Gematria Shel Shemo. So again, there's a proof that the Gematria of Eliezer is equivalent to 318, which shows you that Avram fought against the four kings just with Eliezer. So again, we have two layers here. We have the Pshat, which is the 318, but we also have the Drash of Eliezer. So what exactly is the Drash of Eliezer trying to indicate about the nature of this battle, of this story? So that's the second question. So the first questions were all Og questions, and the second question is the Medrash with regard to Eliezer. You know, what does it mean that Eliezer was the only fighter that fought with Avram? And then now we come up to Adon, look in Rashi, back to Rashi. Sham Tashash Kocho, Shera'a She'asin Banav, Lahamid Sham Egel. So it says, why did Avram run until dawn? Because that's where he got weakened, because he saw that in the future the Jewish people of Dan would put up an ego. This is after Kibush Haaretz. So that weakened Moshe. So another measure that's bizarre. What does it mean that Avram was weakened because of the fact that in the time of Kibush Haaretz there was an ego at Dan? Okay, same, so similar. So another medrash. And then we have the last medrash over here. Vayichalek alehem, lefib shuto saras hamikro. Vayichalek hu va'avadov alehem lailak derech harodfim, shemespalgim achar hanerdofim, ukshaborchim zelekan v'zelekan. So the pshat, according to Rashi, is that what happened was Avram attacked with his soldiers, and then at nighttime, Avram divided up his soldiers, and they continued to pursue the four kings till they destroyed them. But if you look in the Medrash, look at Lila, Klomar, Achar Shechashcha, Lo Nimnu Miladarfim, Miladarfim. So after it got dark, they didn't stop chasing after the four kings. Umedrash Agada, Shenechlak Aleihem, Shenechlak Alila. The Lila was split into two. The Chetziav Arisho Nasa Lo Nes. The first half of the night, there was a Nes done for Avram and his soldiers. The Chetziav Asheni Nishmar Uvalo Lechatzos Lila Shel Mitzrayim. But the second half of the night was reserved for the nace of Mitzrayim. So another strange medrash. So Rashi is just putting out there all these strange medrashim. A medrash that Eliezer was the only fighter. Then we also find out that at dawn he got weak, because that's why they only ran till dawn, because of the Egel in the future. And then the last medrash is this idea of the Lila, that the first half of the night was reserved for a nace for Avram, and the second half of the night was reserved for Yetzias Mitzrayim, for the Nisim that occurred by Yetzias Mitzrayim. So what is the connection between the Nes to Avram and the Nes to Yetzias Mitzrayim? And the last Rashi, Ad Chova, In Makom Sheshmo Chova, El Adon Kori Chova, Al Shem Avodah Zarah Sha'asid El Yosham. There's no real place called Chova, but it was called Chova in the Pasuk as a reference to the Avodah Zarah that Don placed there in the future. Okay, so up till now, as I mentioned in the beginning of this year, just to reiterate, we see through this story, which seems to be very simple psukim, we see the very, very distinct layers in a lot of midrashim. The layers are that there's pshat, what happens in the story about how Avram protects his nephew Lot, and he brings his 318 soldiers and he destroys the four kings. But then there's the drash, and the drash includes Og, the drash about Og, and then the idea that Moshe was afraid that Og would have some type of zechus. And then we also see the idea of of Eliezer, and we see the idea of Don, that Avram got weak because in the place of Don, that's where the Jews had an Egel. And then lastly, we see that there was a special connection between this war and Hashem's nace in this war and the nace by Yetzias Mitzrayim. So what exactly, is there a relationship between all these midrashim? I think there is, in terms of highlighting a central theme in the drush, and what is that central theme? Okay, so those are all the questions. And one last medrash, brought down by the Das Akenim, and then we'll get to the start answering the questions, is in source number 7. So the Das Akenim, Ibali Tosfos, on the story, on Pasuk Gedal, it says, V'yarek es chanichav, she'amar lehem Avraham, l'melchama anu yotzin, mi'a ish hayare me'avero shebiyado, yelech v'yashov l'veso. So V'yarek is tied to the idea that before the Jews used to go to war, they would warn people who had averos that if they were scared to go to war, they should go home. So Avram, when it says Vayarek es chanichav, the Medrash says that Avram did the same thing with his soldiers, and he said to them, whoever has an avera that they're afraid is going to be repaid in this battle should go home. And it says Kevan sheshamu kach halchu v'chazru lehen. When they all heard this, the 318 soldiers, they all left. The lo nishar im Avraham kim Eliezer avdo. The only one who was left was Eliezer. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Avraham, hanichu osach, leave them, leave all the other soldiers. Kulon, hanichu osach kulon, chayecha aninosin koach Eliezer, I'm going to give strength to Eliezer, keneged kulon, which is equivalent to the 318 soldiers. Osio shel Eliezer, yalu l'menya yudches u'shloshmios. And the gematria of Eliezer is 318. V'chein mesek v'perik dalem de nedarim. This is the Matzkan and the Gemara nedarim. V'od mesek v'yarek es chanichav. And it also, over there, concludes with v'yarek es chanichav. Rav amar shehorikan v'torah. It means that he poured into the soldiers' Torah. U'shmuel amar shehorikan v'zahav. that he told them to not focus on the gold and not getting the loot from the four kings. Kadesh lo yehe libam nota el hatzalas nefashos. Avram was trying to teach his soldiers that they should only be concerned with trying to save people's lives. By killing these four kings, you're saving people's lives. Don't forget about the money and the loot that you're going to get from winning the war, but focus on saving lives. So what is this medrash highlighting? What is the idea? It's another medrash that Avram was teaching them Torah, that he told them to focus on saving lives, that he gave them the whole speech that the Jews give before they go to war, that if you have an avera, you shouldn't go. So it's another interesting, bizarre medrash to add to the pile of list of midrashim that we have here. So what exactly is going on with this midrashim? Okay, so that's those are the questions. Okay, so first we're going to take up the pshat, and then we'll take up the midrashim. So the pshat, I think, is hinted to in the Ramban and Rashi as well. And if you look in source number 8, I think the key to the pshat is Vayichalek Alehem Laila. It says, because of Rashi, Lefi Pshuto, Kederach HaRodfim, Shemispalgim Achar Borchehem, Kishaborchin Zelikon, Vizelikon, Laila, Klomar, Laachar Shechashcha, Lo Nimna Milirdefim. So what it means, Vayichalek means to divide up. So Rashi learns that what happened was that Avram told his soldiers to split up, and they continued to pursue the four kings even after nightfall in order to destroy them, and they split up into different groups to chase after the different soldiers and the different kings. V'hanachon, and what's correct, ki radaf osam biyom adon im kol machaneo. So the proper reading is that Avram chased after them in the daytime until dawn with his whole camp. V'chasher chashach aleim alayla, v'lohaya roa eze derech asher yivrechu ba. When it got dark and the people didn't know where to escape to because they couldn't see, Chalak imo v'avadav l'shnayim u'shlosha rashim. Then he divided up his group, his soldiers, into three different groups, or two or three. V'laka chachelik ha'echad imo. He was the leader of one group. V'radfu achareim b'chol adrachim. And they chased after them in all different directions. V'hikum ad chova asher mismol damasek. And they completely destroyed them until chova. V'chazar milir dof achareim, and then they stopped. V'shiuro v'yichalek aleim huv avadav laila. Okay, so what's the pshat? I think the pshat of the story is that really what happened was that Avram developed a strategy here. And the Torah is telling us that Avram had a good military strategy, which was this idea of dividing up, dividing and conquer. And it sounds like Avram strategized before he went to war against the four kings because he knew that alone by himself he wouldn't be able to win. So he needed to have a good strategy, a good military strategy. So the Torah is depicting or telling us in Vayichalek Aleim Laila that there was a strategy that Avram had, that he wouldn't let them survive and he wouldn't let them escape. And the dividing up strategy was part of the I guess the genius of Avram as a military leader. And the Torah is teaching us simply, I think, based on the pshat of the story, that really, with the Hashgacha and with the idea of Avram's strategy, they were able to succeed against a much more powerful army. So the Torah is teaching us that Avram really saw that, Vayavo Palit, that Avram really saw that his that Lo needed help, his nephew. And the idea of the Pshat is that Vayichalek Aleim Laila is that Avram had to strategize. He didn't just go in it blindly, but he strategized very intelligently on how to take on these four kings who were more powerful. And with Hashgacha, because we see later on that he acknowledges God's help in this battle, he's able to succeed and destroy these other kings, these much more powerful kings. So the key to the pshat of the story is that when you're battling a stronger nation or stronger army, you have to strategize on a different level. You have to have a good military strategy, and also you need some assistance from Hashgacha. And with the two, you can succeed. So I think that's the pshat. But the drash is much more interesting, I think, is much more fascinating. So the drash is with all these different hints that, like I mentioned before, with Og and with all the Eliezer, all these different hints in the Midrashim, so we have to get to the bottom of what exactly is going on here. So there's a much deeper idea, I think, in the story. So the one of the highlights, or one of the Mefarshim that opens it up is one of my favorite Mefarshim that I keep quoting in a lot of Shirim, the Ksav HaKabbalah. And he has an interesting idea to start with. So he says in source number 9, Lo Avram Ivri, Bishar Mekomos, Lo Huskar Rakshem Avram Levada. So he notices the same idea that the Bartanura noticed. And he says that in most places in the Torah, when it says Avram, it doesn't say Avram HaIvri, it just says Avram. So why in this story does it say that the pullet went to Avram HaIvri? V'chan siref gam shne yachusu, gam shem yachusu shu ivri. Right over here, the Torah is mitzaref. It connects to him his shem yichus, which is ivri. So why does it do that? Ki rak mibachina zu his orer hapullet lahagid hadavar elav. It was because of this that the pullet, the fugitive, the escapee, decided, because of this idea of ivri, that he decided to tell Avram. Lioso ivri. She's orer lehachzik be'amunas achdus elohus hefech das amrofel shehu nimrod. That really the pullet wanted to connect with Avram's faith, with Avram's ideology. And the reason why the Torah says Avram HaIvri is telling you that this pullet was really drawn to Avram because of the idea of Avraham, which was anti the idea of Amraphel, who is one of the stronger kings that Avram defeated, who is really Nimrod, which we'll get to. Min ha-menatzchim b'melchamazu, who was one of the winners of this war, in the original war. V'asher misibaso huchrach Avram lazov eretz moladato. And because of Amraphel, Avram had to leave his land. V'zeh yasiba gedola l'oreres Avram sono lamo negdo v'likach es nikmaso mimenu. So the pullet knew that Avram would be enraged, and he would be driven to destroy Nimrod. Nimrod was the one who, we'll see in the Mefarshim, and we'll see in the again in the Rishonim, Nimrod was the one who tried to throw Avram into the Kivshon, or he did throw Avram into the Kivshon, and he wasn't successful. So the Ksav HaKabbalah says that, and I don't agree necessarily with all the ideas in the Ksav HaKabbalah, but he's saying that Ivri, the idea of Ivri, is not just an idea of where he was from, but it's an idea of his ideology. It's tied to his ideology, and he says that the pullet, whoever this fugitive was, this escapee was, the reason why he wanted Avram to go to war was because he was connected or tied to Avram's ideology, and he also knew that the strongest king, the leader, Amraphel, who was really a Nimrod, was the one who kicked Avram out of his land originally, and he was really the antithesis, Avram's arch nemesis. So therefore, that was really the motivation for Avram to go to war against Amraphel and the four kings. So I don't think that's enough information, and we're going to delve into this idea a little more and just expand on it. But the first one of the ideas that struck in my mind was really the idea of this concept of Ivri, that the Torah mentions Ivri, and it's not just an idea of where he's from, but it's also an idea of his ideology and how he was kicked out because of his ideology. Okay, so if you look in source number 10, so let's get to the idea of Nimrod, and then we'll get to, I'm telling you, we're going to answer all the midrashim, they're all come together. So if you get to Nimrod, look in source number 10, it says, Vayhi bimei Amraphel melch shinar, aryoch melch elasar, kedar laomer melch elam esidal melch goyim. So in the beginning of the story, it tells us who the four kings are. And the strong king, the first king, is Amraphel melch shinar. And Shinar, if you go later on, if you look in source number 14, actually, before that, in source number 12, the last pasuk in Yud, it's talking about Nimrod. It says, "Vati reishis ma'machto bavel ve'erch ve'alkad ve'chane be'eretz Shinar." So the malchus of Nimrod was really Shinar. So because the pasuk in Bereishis says, "Amraphel melch Shinar," and we know the king of Shinar from earlier on in Noach was really Nimrod. So the Mefarshim and the Midrashim say that Amraphel was Nimrod. And it says in Beis, Asu melch hamas bara melch sedom ves bershal melch amrash and av melch anma v'shem ever melch tvayim u'melch belahitzar. So the four kings took on the five kings, kol elu chavrul emek ha-sidim hu yam ha-melech. And they all gathered to fight in this valley of Sidim, which was the yam ha-melech. So if you look at Rashi over there, in source number 11, he says, Amraphel hu Nimrod, sha'amar la'avram pol l'soch kivshon ha'esh. So who was Amraphel in the Medrash? Amraphel was really Nimrod. And Nimrod was the king who wanted to destroy Avram, because Avram was anti Avodah Zarah, where he lived, and he destroyed his father's idols. And Terach went to Nimrod, and he told Nimrod about his son. And then Nimrod ends up decreeing that Avram should be killed as a result. And he throws Avram into the Kivshon. This is all in the Midrashim. And Avram survives. Then Haran, his brother, goes in, and Haran does not survive. But Nimrod, who is now this king that Avram's going against, at least in the Midrashim, he was really the Nimrod that had tried to destroy Avram, and he was the Nimrod that Terach had told that his son had destroyed his idols, and Nimrod was the one who wanted to kill Avram. And who else was Nimrod? He exists in another place. Nimrod was also, if you look in source number 12, it says, in Uvnei Cham Kushim Mitzrayim Ufuduch Nan, Uvnei Chush Zivavach Abilav Esavtav Ramav Esavtecha, Uvnei Ramah Shavo Dedan. So one of the descendants of Cham, the Chush Yaladis Nimrod, Hu Heichel Yos Gibor Ba'aretz. So in Bereishis Yud, it says that Chush, who is a descendant of Cham, he was one of the sons of Cham, so he had Nimrod, and Nimrod was a warrior. Hu haya gibor tzayid lifnei Adoshem, al kein ya'amar k'nimrod gibor tzayid lifnei Adoshem. Nimrod was really a hunter warrior before Hashem, and that's why people say you should to be like Nimrod, gibor tzayid lifnei Hashem. Vati reishis ma'machto bavel ve'erech ve'akad ve'chanei ve'eret shinar. So his kingdom was Shinar. And in our psukim, in Lech Lecha, it says, Amraphel Melch Shinar. So that's how they learn out that it was really Nimrod in the Midrashim. But what was Nimrod? What was his ideology? Who was he? So if you look in 13, it says, Lios Gibor, Lahamrid Kola Olam Al Kaddish Baruch Hu Ba'atzas Dor Aflaga. So Nimrod was really the individual who who created the philosophy of the Dor Aflaga, of the door that created the Tower of Bavel. So Nimrod was really responsible for that philosophy. And Rashi says in 13, he wanted the whole world to rebel against God. And he was really responsible for the philosophy of the Dor HaFlaga. And if you go one step further, and then we'll get to everything. Trust me, we're getting towards the end here. So if you look in 14, it says, Vayhi kol ha'aretz safa achasu dvarim achadim. So the whole world was unified. And in Bez it says, Vayhi b'nas'am mikedem vayimtzu'u v'ka be'aretz shinar v'yeshu sham. So where was the Migdal Bavel built? It was in this place called Shinar. Where was Shinar? Shinar was Nimrod. Nimrod was the king of Shinar, and Amraphel Melch Shinar in our Pasuk. And if you look in 15, it says, Dvarim Achadim, Bo'u Be'etza Achas. They all had one unified idea of Amru, Lo Kol Emenu Shibor Lo Esal Yonim, Nala Rakia V'Nasi Imol Milchama. They wanted to battle God. So that was one of the intents of the Dor HaFlaga. They wanted to build a big tower, go up to Shamayim, and fight against God. Okay, so we have all the facts here. So what exactly is going on in this story in the Midrasha, right? So I think it's like this. I think the main idea of the Drush and the Midrashim, and we'll tie everything together, is that Avram understood that this wasn't just a battle to save his nephew Lot, but there was an ideological battle that was being waged here. And the idea of the Midrashim is that Nimrod was really the strongest king of the four kings. And Nimrod represented the predominant philosophy of Avodah Zarah of that time. Because really, prior to Avram, Migdal Bavel and Dor HaFlaga, the philosophy of Dor HaFlaga, even though they were all scattered as a result of the Dor HaFlaga, but that philosophy was really the philosophy that was extant in the world at that time, because all the people that were involved in Dor HaFlaga were the ones who were scattered around the world, like the Torah tells us, and they were the ones who built societies. So the philosophy emerged from Nimrod. Nimrod was really the king who really taught and instilled the philosophy of the world at that time, which was based on his ideology of rebellion against God and anger against God, and Avodah Zarah that was tied to rebellion against God, to try to destroy God, unified idea of God. So Nimrod was really that idea. He was the philosophy of Dor HaFlaga because he was the leader and he was the king at that time. And the Midrashim all say that he was the one who gave the advice. And the idea, so the idea was that really Avram was not just battling to save Lot, but he recognized, it seems like, what was going on in this war is that there was a recognition on the part of Avram that this was not just a war to save Lot, but it was an ideological war. And the ideological war was the ideology of Avram, which was this new concept of monotheism, versus the ideology of Dor HaFlaga, which was the predominant ideology of that time, which was an Avodah Zarah based on Nimrod's philosophy. So it seems like, so I think that's the idea, I think, that ties in all the Midrashim. Why does it tie in all the Midrashim? Because what's the idea of Og? See, Og was really the philosophy, and the concept of Og is really a concept of the philosophy of Dor HaFlaga. That really, Dora Mabel. The philosophy of Dora Mabel, if you remember back to Noach, was that what they were doing was they were sleeping with these women would get married, and before they would get married, the Nephilim would sleep with them before they would get married. And it was an idea of obviously hedonism to the fullest extent. But Og really was the idea of Og surviving the Mabul is the concept that the philosophy of the Dora Mabul still existed. Even though Hashem destroyed Dora Mabul, there's an element of the philosophy of Dora Mabul that still existed. And Vayavo Apalit is the concept that Avraham recognized through this messenger, through the concept of this messenger coming to him, that there was now an opportunity for Avraham to take on the predominant philosophy and ideology of the day, which was Dor HaFlaga. So the Dor HaMabul idea, or the idea of Og, which is really to remind Avraham or to tell Avraham that the Dor HaMabul also had to escape, the philosophy of the Dor HaMabul, which was still in existence, but was ultimately destroyed by God, except for this small remnant, was trying to teach Avraham that now he had an opportunity to destroy the philosophy of Dor HaFlaga. So Vayavo Apalit is a critical idea in the Medrash. It's teaching us that Avraham had gained insight into the nature of this battle, that it wasn't just a battle to save his nephew, but it was an ideological battle to destroy and to show the destruction of the predominant philosophy of the Dor HaFlaga. And the remnant of the Dor HaMabul taught Avraham that idea. The remnant of the Dor HaMabul is Og, and Og's philosophy and his whole ideology was the same as the Mabul, the Dor HaMabul, which was that Avraham should die and he should steal his wife. And that was their philosophy of hedonistic philosophy. So Avram should gain insight. The Medrash is telling us that Avram gained insight that through this idea, through the destruction of the philosophy of Dor HaMabul, other than except for this one remnant, but he saw through the pullet that there was a complete and utter destruction of the Dor HaMabul. Now was Avram's opportunity to destroy the philosophy and the ideology of the Dor HaFlaga, which it seems like was the predominant philosophy of the day, if you maintain that, like the Torah, that the Dor HaFlaga, the door of the Migdal Bavel, was spread out. So now the philosophy of Vodazar was based on Nimrod. So now Avram had an opportunity to do what God had done. That just like God had destroyed the Dor HaMabul, yes, there was one survivor. There was an idea of a survivor, a minuscule amount of that philosophy that existed. But ultimately it was destroyed. So too Avram now had an opportunity to be the one to destroy the ideology of the Dor HaFlaga, which was premised on a certain level of belligerence towards God. So I think that's the deeper meaning here. And that's why it says Eliezer fought with him. Why Eliezer? Because Eliezer was his follower. Eliezer was the representative of a new Mesorah that would emerge, a new teaching, a new set of followers that would emerge from this philosophy of Avram. And Eliezer was that. So it's trying to show you that this war wasn't just a military battle, but it was also a philosophical battle between which philosophy and ideology would succeed ultimately. And the defeat of the kings, of the four kings, was reflective of the concept, and it was actually practical, of the destruction of the predominance of that philosophy of Nimrod. That Avram was now, it's a little staticky in the background, so if somebody can put the mute button on. Yes, thank you. So it's a little, it was interesting in the story that, like I said before, Avram understood that this was an opportunity for him to demonstrate the superiority of the philosophy of monotheism and to destroy and show the defeat of this philosophy, the predominant philosophy of the time, which was the philosophy of Nimrod, or at least emerged from Nimrod, of the Dor HaFlaga. So I think that's the idea of Vayavo Apalit. It's trying to teach us that Avram gained insight at the beginning of this war. He had a mentality that he understood that this war was more about defeating the ideology of Nimrod and not just about saving Lot. And we also see this from Eliezer. The fact that Eliezer fought with him is the concept that this was not just military, it's not just about strength, but it was about philosophy. And Eliezer was a student, so he was demonstrating the fact that Avram, you know, had the possibility, the potential to succeed in his teachings and his teaching the philosophy in the world. And then also, it's still a little staticky in the background, so it's just hard to hear. Can you just put the mute button on for a couple minutes? Just put the mute button on if you can. All right, great. Thank you. So just one more point. So what about the Mitzrayim idea? So I think that fits in beautifully because, see, the idea is that Avraham was almost, the nace that occurred to Avraham was almost on a level of the nace that occurred in Mitzrayim, because the function of Avram was to destroy the predominant Avodah Zarah of the day, of the world, and so too by Yetzias Mitzrayim. The whole idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the destruction of the Avodah Zarah Mitzrayim was, through the Nisim, was to demonstrate monotheism as a unique philosophy that would exist forever and endure, and to destroy the temporal nature of Avodah Zarah and show its weakness. And there's so many midrashim by Yetzias Mitzrayim, by the Nisim, that show that the purpose of the Nisim were to demonstrate to the Mitzrayim and the world that Avodah Zarah is nonsense and it's worthless. So too over here, Avram was demonstrating in this war that the Avodah Zarah of Nimrod, which was tied to his strength, he was a Gibor Tzayid, so part of his Avodah Zarah was tied to the idea of belligerence and the idea of warrior strength. So the whole idea here is that Avram was able to demonstrate through this war that Nimrod was worthless and Nimrod was really weak. And that was really a defeat of the ideology of Nimrod, not just defeat of the kings themselves. And then finally, I think Araya, proof for this idea, and I think all the Midrashim fit in. The idea of him getting weak at dawn was that concept, that it wasn't just when he saw the idea of the Navi, of a Nevuah about the future, that the Jews are doing Avodah Zarah, that contradicted the whole purpose of this war. The whole purpose of this war was to demonstrate that monotheism is the superior ideology and that the philosophy of Nimrod was really weak and was really worthless, and that Nimrod was destroyed was really a destruction of the philosophy of Dor HaFlaga. And even Vayarkes Chanichov, so the same idea, the Medrash by the Das Akenim, that Avram had to prepare them philosophically for this war. He told them, if you have any Averos, go home. Meaning, the whole idea of the Midrashim are showing you that Avram understood this war to be more than just a war to save his nephew. But he understood that this war was a method or a means of Avraham demonstrating the weakness in Nimrod and Nimrod's philosophy. So the last, I didn't bring it down in the source sheets, but also you see later on that Avram refuses to take anything from Sodom. After the war, Melech Sodom wants to reward Avram, and he doesn't want to take anything. So I think that also ties into the Midrashim, because it's showing you that really Avram understood that if he would take from Sodom in this instance, it would kind of defeat the whole purpose of the war, which was to demonstrate that the monotheistic religion, which was the basis of Yahadus, of Judaism, was now a force in the world, was now an enduring force in the world, and he didn't want to attach that idea to the philosophy of Sodom. He didn't want to attach the concept of Avram's philosophy, he didn't want to attach his philosophy to the philosophy of Sodom, which were Ra'im v'chata'im lad Hashem. So Avram was very careful after the war not to take anything from Sodom in order not to corrupt the whole idea of the war, the whole concept of the war, which was to demonstrate that now the philosophy in Avodah Zarah of Nimrod was destroyed and defeated by Avram, by the philosophy of monotheism. So that's really the idea here. So also the idea of Moshe now, last point, the idea of Moshe also fits in as well, because the concept of the Pulit is that he was really involved in a Kiddush Hashem, that the Pulit was really responsible. So even though Og might not have had a good intent in terms of trying to get Avram into the war, but ultimately this led to a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, where the world's idea of monotheism and of Avram and their idea of Nimrod had completely drastically changed as a result of this war. So the idea is that was Moshe's concern. Moshe's concern was that Og was a participant or was really responsible for a Kiddush Hashem to the level where the philosophy of the world almost adjusted to this defeat. So that's why Moshe was concerned. It doesn't mean that, obviously in the end of the Medrash, it says that Moshe defeated, or Moshe shouldn't be scared. But the concern of Moshe was that he recognized the value of Og's contribution to the change and the adjustment of the philosophy of the world at that time from the philosophy of Nimrod to the philosophy of Avram. So it doesn't mean that Avram now became the most popular person in the world, but it definitely destroyed and weakened the predominant philosophy of Avodah Zarah of Nimrod, which was really responsible for, you know, the Avodah Zarah of that time. All right, so I think that's what the Midrashim are leading us down to. So I just want to summarize the shir. So just as I said before in the beginning of the shir, there's two layers to the ideas here, to the story. One layer is the pshat, and the other is the drash. And we saw a lot of midrashim, and we said the pshat is simply that Avram was trying to save his nephew, and he developed a tremendous military strategy by Vayichalek Aleihem Laila, but also there was help from the Hashgacha, and he was able to succeed. But the Midrashim point to a much greater effect of this war, which was that Avram really recognized an opportunity to defeat Nimrod. And Nimrod was the was responsible for the Avodah Zarah philosophy of Dor HaFlagah, and also for the Avodah Zarah philosophy of the people of that time, because after the Dor HaFlagah, everyone was scattered, but presumably they all had the philosophy, their original Avodah Zarah philosophy from Nimrod. So Avram saw this as an opportunity through the insight of Og, through the insight of the idea of Dor HaMabul, that Avram can now defeat the philosophy of Dor HaFlagah. He could destroy them the same way Hashem destroyed Dor HaMabul. So Avram went into battle with this in mind, and he was Vayarkes Chanichov, that he warned his soldiers to be prepared, and the Medrash about Eliezer is all trying to show you that Avram understood that this war was more about, not about Lot, but was more about demonstrating that the philosophy of Nimrod and the ideology was really weak and would not endure and would be destroyed. And Avram was capable of destroying that philosophy. And we see the importance of this from the Medrash by Mitzrayim, that the Medrash says that there was a nes. The nes was done for Avram in the beginning half of the Lila, but at the end, it wasn't. It was saved for Mitzrayim. Why? Because just like by Mitzrayim, the nesim were there to demonstrate the fallacy of Avodah Zarah, and not just on a particular level, but on a worldwide level, so too by Avram, that the defeat of Nimrod in this battle against the four kings was meant to demonstrate the fallacy of Avodah Zarah to the whole world. And at that time, Nimrod, as I said before, would seem to have been the father of the philosophy of the world, of the ideology of Avodah Zarah, of the world at that time. So that was why this war is, even though the Midrashim are somewhat hiding from, you can't see that in the Pshat. The Pshat seems to be just Avram saving his nephew, but the Midrashim are showing you that there was a much greater effect of this war on the ideology of Avram versus the ideology of the world. All right? All right, any questions? Anybody have any questions? Does it make sense? All right, so everybody have a good Shabbat. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.